For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
We're filthy!
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us!
There sure are, and it's fucking... Guardians of the Galaxy time, oh my god.
Oh god, I have such a hot nut for this movie! And the soundtrack.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, the soundtrack's so good. I knew that the soundtrack would be good. Here's the fucked up thing. I've seen the second one. Mm-hmm. And not this one, so I got a lot of clarity from this.
It's interesting to. I think I've seen the other one. I can't remember because I feel like these are the movies I always end up watching on a plane.
So yeah,
it's like, I feel like I might have watched this on a plane at some point. But I mean, Chris Evans. I mean, what a metamorphosis this man went through.
Wow, he's so hot.
He went through chubby, funny.
He's disgustingly Christian.
Yeah.
I say that as someone who loves Christians.
Speaking really,
he's a judgy Christian.
Really quick.
Wait, you said Chris Evans. It's Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. I meant. Wait, really
There's
quick.
There's so many. All the Chrises are in this franchise.
Chris Pratt, very used to be chubby and funny, and now he's thin and funny.
He's not even thin. He's like thick in shape.
He's a thick daddy.
Solid.
Really quick. As I was driving here, I drove past a church, and it's so weird to see a church because like where we live, it's just.
Godless.
It's a godless area. So anytime I see a church,
I'm
always like,
"You see the Malibu church? Is that what you're talking
about?" Yeah, I saw the
Malibu church. I saw it too, and I was like, "People in Malibu go to church?"
That's exactly what I said. I was like,
"You can't believe in God and do whatever it takes to have enough money to live in Malibu."
Literally, what I thought.
Yeah, no, that's so funny. I saw the exact because it was it's a big church.
Huge,
Pepperdine.
Huge and really nice. Really very modern to the point where I was like. Is that like a brand new police station? And then it's like a church. I'm like, first of all, that thing is huge. How many people in Malibu are going? And also, exactly, who is making enough money to live in Malibu and still have God in their life?
Has
in a
morals.
Way? And like, but I looked at it and I was like, God, churches are still a thing.
Yeah, like, it's kind of crazy to me.
Anywho.
And they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah. Which is like,
you know, you only need
the people
six
who come
people,
there
I
are
heard.
Like, oh, you don't to the church. They're like, oh, you don't pay taxes. Same here.
I feel like we could get off Patreon and just start a religion.
I mean, nerdology, nerdyism,
fellowship Perfect. Of the filthy nerds. I mean,
all right, you guys,
this movie is the fucking greatest.
First of all, I love more than anything in the entire world when it's just a cold open. And it immediately is showing a character's origin story. And in this one, when they said Peter,
I thought you were going to be like, I love when a movie opens and someone's dying of cancer.
Well, someone is dying of cancer. Well, I mean, if there's one thing I love, it's a man who has no mother. And
yeah, because there's no one to tell
person
him that
exactly.
he shouldn't be with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're nuts.
That's literally, that's my joke. That's exactly it. That's my joke.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. There's no one to tell him. Don't be with her.
No competition.
I have no competition.
So it's Earth 1988. Good year. This would have been the week we should have exposed ourselves to the 80s, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that is
very
true.
We've already done that.
He's got this young kid, Peter Quill, is sitting in a hospital with his headphones on.
His little Walkman.
His grandpa comes out and he's like, go in there. You got to see your mom. Go in there. And he like doesn't take his headphones off. And finally he's like, you got to go in there. Anyways, he goes in there to say his say goodbye to his mom because she's near death.
She's
about
like
to die.
Just seconds away from
and
death.
She's like, I have a present for you. Don't open this until I'm gone. God, you look just like your father.
He was an angel like you.
He was an angel just like you. And you're going to see him one day. I think she said something about him coming
when
back.
When you heard that, were you like, he's dead and she's losing her mind?
1,000%. Like, if you refer to anyone as an angel, I'm going to assume they are actually dead. But as we find out,
that's not the case. But we'll get
it's
to
not
that.
The case. Yeah. And yeah. she's like, take my hand, take my hand. She's about to die. And he doesn't take her hand. And
which he will, of course, regret for the rest of yes. his life.
And then she flatlines. And then his grandpa's like, Peter, you got to get out of here. They put him outside and Peter starts, just runs away. And he's in a field outside the hospital and a fucking
alien abduction.
Spaceship abduction. Didn't see that coming.
The thing we were all afraid of.
In
our youth.
That was. Were you afraid of alien abduction?
No, I was just sure that I had been a victim of one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Truly.
Yeah.
Can we? We need to run our mouths about this.
Oh, I just was deranged. I was just a weird deranged kid.
Yeah.
But I used to have this. I don't have anymore. I had this little red dot on my wrist. Uh-huh. And was that it? And I had another one on the other side. Uh-huh. And I had this dream about being abducted and having a needle like stabbed through.
Ah!
But I had the real scar, like little tiny. Whatever. It doesn't matter. An alien?
We'll she is know. An alien. You're absolutely an alien. That would explain a lot.
I mean, it would make it easier, honestly.
So the next scene is 26 years into the future.
Little boy Peter's
all grown up. He's on a space-agey planet because, you know, he'd been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
And he's
kind of a badass.
Pops on his headphones and is like listening to some fucking groovy tunes. And yeah. is just, oh, by the way, and it shows on the Walkman, like awesome mixtape one, which is like, because I was a cassette kid. Jess wasn't.
No, I was, we made CDs.
We burned CDs. Yeah, I was a cassette kid. That was like what my brother and I used to do when we were like 6, 7. Like we
I
were,
remember
like,
having a cassette player. It was around the time we started burning CDs, but my friend had a cassette player, like yeah. recorder, and we would record radio shows in her closet.
That's exactly what we used to do. We used to record things. If things came on the radio, we would like run to the, and we'd always have it queued up to start recording.
Oh, that's what we'd no, we would record our own radio show over her hilarious. Mom's cassettes, and that's her mom would get pissed.
Oh, her mom was probably furious. Do you know how long it took me to make that fucking mix?
Yeah, and we'd be like, good afternoon, Anchorage, Alaska.
By the way, you had just seen Good Morning Vietnam, so you're like,
good morning,
Afghanistan.
Yeah. good evening, Afghanistan.
And I saw that. That was very nostalgic.
Afternoon,
for me.
Afghanistan. That would have been the, anyway.
Yeah,
sorry.
Afternoon, Afghanistan.
So you got really nostalgic.
So I got really nostalgic for that. I love that.
He's like in the middle of hunting something down, looking for something. It's like this badass introduction mm-hmm. to like, he seems like he's kind of
he basically a robber. He runs into this guy, Korath the Pursuer and the Saccharans. And he's like, oh, you guys. No, I'm just a scavenger. You know, I'm just scavenging or something.
Oh, yeah, he
like
has
that.
Like a thing on him.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm just scavenging. And he's like, they're like, what's your name? He's like, you know, I don't remember. Peter is my name, but I go by Star-Lord. And then somebody's like, all right, Peter.
It felt really embarrassing.
It was so embarrassing.
Like, Star-Lord? I mean, it is embarrassing to call yourself Star-Lord. It's also like, is that from the 80s, Star-Lord?
I don't know. I don't know what that. Oh, wait, we find out it was. That was what his mom used to call him. You're my Star-Lord.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so anyways, he's trying to get this orb. The guys fight him for it. Peter gets away.
Yeah, he had been trying to like basically pawn it off.
Yeah.
And they want it. And then there's like a whole chase scene shootout. Da-da-da-da. He manages to get onto his ship, the Milano.
Yeah.
Much like the cookie, but not at all.
Ah, delicious. Star-Lord's mentor, Yondu, is like, give me the orb. And Star-Lord's like, hell no. He's going to sell it on his own.
Yeah, he basically found what he thought was a piece of junk and realized, oh,
I'm going to sell this. Yeah, this is something.
This is
these guys
thing.
Were coming after it. They wanted it too, so it must be worth something.
Yeah, yeah. Then, okay, what happens next?
Okay, so that guy on this, it's called the Kree warship. The Dark Aster.
The Dark Aster is the warship.
Oh, that is the worship.
Korath, who had been chasing
Korath,
him.
Oh, it's
to
Ronan.
Ronan.
Korath reports to Ronan, and Ronan is the person who reports
to Thanos.
Thanos.
Who we have heard brief mention of in a few of the previous movies at this point. But we know that Thanos is like.
And then Thanos comes in.
Guy.
He like comes in over like, you know, FaceTime, basically, space FaceTime. And he's like, get that orb from him. It's my orb. You know, that thing's the key to the universe, blah, blah, blah. And then these two women come forward. We find out they're both Thanos's daughters. And they're both like, I'll get it for you, daddy. I'll get it for you, daddy. And it's just a clit swinging contest. And they're just bashing each other over the heads with their clits. And like one of them has a really big clit and it's super flappy vagina. And she just raps.
Nicole, I think that, I don't know what you were doing when we were watching this movie. but I don't think you should have been doing it on camera for the patrons. It's Gamora, who's green. Nebula, the blue one that looks like she has some sort of fucking metal computer eyeball. Ronan wants to get it to Thanos because he wants to destroy a planet called Xandar. So everyone basically wants to get their hands on this thing.
Star-Lord arrives at Xandar, the planet he wants to destroy.
With that orb that they're looking for.
And he goes to this guy, the broker, and he's like, hey, do you want this? And as he's talking to the broker,
he's just a broker.
He's the broker. Whatever. I'm going to call him the broker because there's the collector later. So the broker, he talks to the broker. And
who seems very uppity. He reminds me of like a personal jeweler.
Yeah. He sounds like the guy who's like a jeweler on Melrose. And if you bring in a diamond, he'll be like, yes! This isn't a diamond. This is a cubic zirconia, you moron.
Yeah, but he has women from Beverly Hills come to him and go like, I'm looking for a piece like this. And he like curates their jewelry.
Yeah.
It's like very hoity-toity.
Yeah, he's not a jeweler. He's a jewelry curator. He's a gemologist who curates collections.
Curates gemstones for my clientele.
So Star-Lord is like, here, I want to sell this guy, Ronan. And he's like, what?
Yeah, he basically mentions Ronan's after
it. Get the fuck out of here. Pushes him out.
Yeah, and like shuts the shop. He's like, fuck you, bye. Gamora, the green daughter of Thanos.
Oh, wait, we forgot to mention one thing. Yondu, when he like was like, fuck off, Yondu. We find out that Yondu is the one who abducted him when he was a little kid and like kind of like raised him as a son sort of thing.
We didn't find that out until later, though.
No, we find that out in the beginning because everyone's like, you're always so hard. You're always so easy on him ever since you brought him on board.
They were,
like,
I thought it was ever since we found him.
Yeah, no. So
I guess.
They're the ones who abducted him. Anywho, so, and then we find out that they abducted him for his father.
Well, that's, we find out at the end.
At the end. But yeah, but they, anywho, we never knew why he had abducted him until the very end. But he Yondu puts a price on his head. So it's like a ton of fucking money, which is like 42,000 or something. I don't know. Anywho,
yeah, like,
so the second.
Bring me this fucking kid alive.
Alive. You have to bring him
that's
alive.
That's why they get mad at him. Because they're like,
we
alive.
Can kill him.
Which is a classic villain mistake. But I think really knowing what we know after seeing the whole movie is like, well, he didn't want him to die.
Yeah, he didn't want him to die.
He seems to have a soft spot for him for some reason. So
they get out. And then the bounty hunters find him.
Well, Gamora finds him.
No, the bounty hunters find him first, and they're trying to wrap him up, and then Gamora confronts them.
Oh.
The tree and the little raccoon.
They're there. We see them first, but Gamora finds him first.
I think they find him first, and then Gamora interrupts. And then they're all running from Gamora. Either way, it basically becomes Gamora...
Gamora and these two bounty hunters, which are Rocket and Groot. It's, of course... Groot, a giant tree, Rocket, a talking raccoon who has been obviously fucked with in a scientific
lab. And all Groot says is, I am Groot. That's all he says. And we later learn that every time he says, I am Groot, the raccoon actually understands what he's saying.
Yeah, because they have a very tight relationship.
By the way, the voice by Vin Diesel.
Oh, I am Groot.
I mean, wow, I remember when they gave
the
Vin
best
the script.
Work Vin Diesel's ever done.
Vin Diesel got the script and he's like, so what do I say? He's like, I am Groot. I can imagine him in the sound booth being like, line.
Still the same, Vin. This can't be. I think I have the wrong page. It says the same thing over and over. They're like, yeah, that's. Couldn't I just say it once and you just. Do I need to say this 50 times?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to
say.
We
need different emotions.
By the way, at the end, we are Groot. Say that.
Yeah. God. So, well, the bounty hunters are Rocket and Groot are after him. Gamora's just after the orb.
After him to bring him to Ronan. Or
no,
she just wants the orb. She doesn't care about
she's
him.
She's like not. She doesn't give a fuck about the bounty.
Anyways, a ruckus ensues. All of them get arrested by
Nova, which is kind of like the Star Police.
Yeah. So Nova arrests everybody. It sends them to a prison called Kiln.
Kiln,
which is really funny to me because it's the shape of a kiln and it's hot in there. So they get thrown into this prison. Everyone there wants to kill Gamora because she's the daughter of Thanos. So everyone's like, we're going to fucking murder you. We're going to rip your skull off and fuck your head off.
Yeah, like everyone immediately, because like on their way in, Rocket's like, hey, this lady kind of has a reputation. There's a guy named Drax the Destroyer who...
He's like, Ronan killed my wife and my daughter and I'm going to kill you.
And he like basically has her position to kill.
And Star-Lord defends her.
Yeah, but she's also like, I'm not related to him. And Star-Lord jumps in, but
because he's got the hots for her, and then he's basically fucked everyone, is what we find out. He's a real space.
He's
hoe.
Very space positive.
Yeah, I was just gonna say sex positive, but space positive is much better.
So somehow it gets back to Ronan that Gamora has just fully given Thanos the finger at this point, yeah. Which we don't know for sure. Like, maybe that's her cover to stay alive. Like, but Thanos just straight up is like, all right, well, just fucking kill her and get the orb.
We also find out that Gamora fucking hates Thanos because Thanos killed her parents.
Yeah.
And stole her as a child.
Yeah, she's not his real daughter. So that comes out in the midst of the prison arguments.
So in the middle of all of this, Groot basically drops a dick and lets everybody know that he's basically the strongest thing in there. Again, Mother Nature will always win.
Yeah.
She will fuck you up. If you fuck with her, she'll destroy your life. So it's the raccoon. They partner up with the guy, Drax, the destroyer. Rocket, Groot, fuck all these names, Peter and Gamora.
Peter, Gamora, so Rocket, Groot,
like
and Drax.
And they're like, all right, we're going to get out of here.
So well, yeah, they basically are like, we need to get the fuck out.
Everybody's got a job to do. And one of them is to get a guy's, you know, you got to get this thing.
Yeah, Rocket comes device. Up with the whole plan. Yeah. They're like,
he's like, I need a battery, tallest column, a prisoner's prosthetic leg.
Yeah,
and everybody's like get, okay.
Yeah, and he needs, the wrist device is like something to unlock the, yeah. I don't know, some type of security device, yeah. Obviously. And it's basically like a split.
And he's like, it's really important to take the battery last. So Groot grabs it first.
Yeah, while he's devising the plan and explaining like why it's, so he tells him all this, but then he starts explaining, Rocket's like, explaining why you have to take it last. Groot just goes over to a thing and is like banging on it, pulls the battery out. And he's like, yeah, because as soon as it's taken out, the alarm will immediately go off. And of course, it does.
It does. And all hell breaks.
Security drones fly in. It's fucking mayhem.
Mayhem. By the way, Drax, the reason Drax joined them, and he's like, oh, well, eventually we'll run into Ronan.
Yeah, because he's going to be going after Gamora. Yeah. Yeah. So after a lot of chaos and some pretty fucking epic.
Oh, epic. So much good fight scene shit.
Epic moments with fight scenes and just Groot fucking strangling people. Rocket. Mm-hmm. Who apparently is a whiz, whizzing away.
I gotta be honest. At one point, I thought Rocket might be a moron, but anyhow.
Well, no. Well, they also give him a New York accent to imply that he's like kind of a fucking ding dong.
He's a real tough guy.
Hey, I'm just the man. I like my beers and I like my. So it's misleading.
They break out and they immediately head to the collector where they're gonna try and sell the orb.
And we're gonna take a break right there. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back.
We're in nowhere where the collector lives. That
yes.
Knowhere,
which I thought was fun.
Great.
I love a good wordplay. So they have an appointment.
They have an appointment with
somehow
the collector.
From prison, they've gotten an appointment with
they
the collector.
Schedule that they're like, they have their people call their people. Note that. One of the ways Peter got the raccoon and Groot to come over to his side is he was like, listen, I know you're being offered a lot of money from a guy for my head.
But I know someone who.
But I know someone who's going to buy this orb. And it's like billions.
Yeah,
and
like $4 billion.
Yeah. He's
whatever.
Like, and we'll split it. And he's like, then they're like, all right, now everybody's on a team together.
So basically they're not on a team out of anything noble. They're all greedy fucks.
Greedy fucks.
So they go to meet with the collector, but in the meantime, Drax, Rocket, and Groot, they're in this in nowhere, and they're like, well, how could you, what do people even do in this place? Cut to them at a fucking drunken, like, goblin alien race.
Drax starts a fucking fight.
Yeah, they're just beating the shit out of people in a bar.
The collector opens the orb to show that the Infinity Stone is inside of it.
Yes.
And he's like, this thing is super powerful, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the collector's assistant.
Who we'd briefly seen the collector before in this movie.
Yeah.
And he had basically been like a dick to his assistant and be like, you don't want to end up like this other person who's like in
a
container.
Yeah.
She just reaches over and grabs the stone. And
which
she,
you can't touch the stone.
No.
And it basically explodes
only,
her and destroys the whole place.
Yeah, I mean, explosion everywhere. Star-Lord manages to grab the orb, close around the Infinity Stone, and get the fuck out, where they are like, we've got to go to Nova headquarters. The place they just broke out of was in Nova Security, and they're like, look,
the
we've
only person who can contain this Infinity Stone
is
Nova.
Nova. Because basically, with Infinity Stones, non-mortal beings can possess it and can hold it and can use it for very not good things. And they're like, that's the only reason any of these other people could be wanting to get their hands on it. So we've got to basically turn ourselves in.
So.
And then, of
course.
They
had to Nova. Ronan surprises the gang because fucking Drax called him there. Because Drax is like, well, I want Ronan here as quickly as possible. He's like, hey, Ronan, the orb and Gamora are here. Bring it on. He fucking shows up. And I'm like, Drax, you fucking dumb.
Drax
dumb.
Is not very smart.
By the way, watching him fight Ronan, I was like, it was the most embarrassing fight scene. Like, I wish it had been shorter. Like, it was just, it was so bad. I was like embarrassed for a person who's not even real. I was like, oh, bro, this is such a bad look. Like, you're supposed to be a fucking superhero. You look like a bitch.
I mean, yeah, he got his ass handed to him. And also Yondu shows up. And it's just like fucking chaos.
So there's drama. By the way.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Ronan gets the orb and beats feet, leaves.
Oh, yeah. He's like, ba-doop, boop.
So they're all getting on these ships, blasting out of nowhere, going into like
yeah,
the,
but they're
the
in
universe.
These like little single passenger ships, which really aren't supposed to go out into
the outer space. Yeah.
So Drax pursues Ronan, gets his ass kicked. We already talked about that basically.
Ronan is, by the way, Ronan's like, I don't remember killing your family.
And I'm not going to remember killing you.
Then Nebula, by the way, Nebula, the other sister, shows up. She's fighting with Gamora.
She takes over Gamora's ship, steals the stone from her because Gamora had it last.
Oh, yeah, that's who got it. Yeah.
And by the way, she steals Gamora's little tiny ship, which can only hold one person, and goes back to a bigger ship, leaving Gamora in space.
In space, so she's going to fucking die.
She's going to die. And Star-Lord is like, ugh. She's too hot to die.
You.
I haven't even touched her boobs.
You cannot let space pussy just get away, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, that's, she was on my fucking to-do list.
I've never fucked a green one before.
Oh, I want to fuck a green one.
I want to fuck
oh,
a
yeah, she's
a,
green.
I thought, hot green puss.
Oh, hot green puss.
Sweet greens.
If Oscar the Grouch had a lady, we'd just call her hot green puss.
That's right. Old Tinder greens. So what he says is, because Yondu's on the hunt for him. He basically phones Yondu. He's like, these are my coordinates. Come and get me. He turns himself in, but he jumps out of his ship, floats over to her, and takes his mask off. He has like a space mask.
So he can breathe.
Puts it on her.
So now she can breathe, and then he starts.
And he's there very quickly dying. Yondu arrives, you know, not with the intention of saving them, but does save them. And he's piloting the same ship that we, if you remember.
We had seen when he was abducted from the day his mom died.
Yeah, so Ronan's back on his ship, and he tells Thanos that now that he has the Infinity Stone, he's going to destroy Xander himself and then kill Thanos. So what he had originally said is, I will bring you the Infinity Stone, Thanos, if you promise to blow up Xander.
Yeah.
And then he got the Infinity Stone. He's like, I'm killing Xander, and then I'm coming for you,
yeah,
bitch.
He's like, bitch, why would you ever send someone to get the most powerful weapon in the world?
Because you're lazy.
Like, how dumb are you?
I mean,
who believes in anyone that much?
Villains?
Like, if I were like, hey, Jessica, can you go pick up a serum that will give you everlasting youth for me?
What do you think, I'm going to keep the serum?
Yeah, you better keep the serum.
Sorry, did you just compare a stone that could blow up the universe to a serum that could keep you looking young?
Yeah.
You need God.
There's a church down the street with the rest
Come
of the
to the Church of Malibu. We have the serum and God. And you can't
you
afford
either. You
want to
know what the God is? God is in the serum.
Yeah. God is just God.
Anywho, so Yondu, okay, so that whole thing happens.
Yondu's basically like face to face with Star-Lord Peter right now, in his face, being like, well,
you fucking double cross me, you son
of
a bitch.
You're fucking die.
And then Star-Lord's like, yo, wait, let's get the orb.
He's like, I've got a plan. And then Yondu, who had previously been holding his little arrow, he's got this arrow that he like whistles and it fucking kills people. He puts it away.
But it looks like a pen. It's like an arrow pen.
Were like, the pen really is mightier than the sword. And I was like, that's not a pen. It's an arrow.
It looks like a pen to me.
Well, you need new glasses.
Anywho. So,
while this is going on, Drax, Groot, and Rocket get on another ship.
Because they were going to go save Star-Lord and Gamora.
Yeah, so they get on the Milano, which is Peter's ship, and they're like, we've got to get him out of there.
So they confront the ship, but they don't know that Peter just made a deal and everything's cool. So they're about to unleash fury on the ship, and he's like, no, we're cool.
Peter jumps on, he's like, hey man, it's fine. I don't need to be rescued.
By the way, through all of this, Peter still has his Walkman on. When he was in prison, someone took it away, and Peter actually had to go back into the prison to get his Walkman.
Yeah, they all, like, most of what's going on now probably could have been avoided if Peter could have just let go of his Walkman.
Yeah, the problem
is, but he's like, you guys meet me outside, I'll be there, I just gotta go back for one more thing.
He's obsessed with this Walkman. By the way, one of his tapes gets destroyed, and he has another one that's called Awesome Mix Volume 2.
Which is pretty
more
fucking funny.
Great music.
I mean, that's hilarious.
All right. What they want to do is stop Ronan from touching the Infinity Stone to the ground of Xander, because
that's going to destroy Xander. Basically, they need to get the stone from him before he can do that. And Star-Lord is like, I've got a plan, but it's not much of a plan. So Rocket has to come up with a better one.
And Rocket,
surprisingly helpful.
Yeah. For a raccoon, knows a lot.
Okay. So they pursue Ronan. Get to his ship.
Blow a hole in it.
That's right. And then Yondu and his men fight off all of Ronan's ships. And
by the way, in the midst of all of this, before this happened, they went to Nova and they were like, hey, Nova, we need your help.
Yeah, they were like, this is what's going on. I know that we were just criminals that escaped, but like, you gotta trust us.
But Glenn Close, who's like the mayor of Xander, she's like, oh, I know what the Infinity Stone is. If he has it, we're fucked.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, this is serious. And all the Nova pilots. Oh, and then there's what's his face?
John C. Reilly. She's like, if they're telling the truth, then this is bad. And then she looks at John C. Reilly.
She's like, do you believe him? And he's like, yeah,
I do. And it's like, that's the guy whose word we're taking? John C. Reilly?
Anywho, so she sends the entire Nova fleet right then and there, I knew it was going to go real fucking bad. She didn't leave anyone back.
No one on the ground.
She sent the whole fleet into the sky to basically cover up Ronan's ship.
Yeah, they're like basically form a net using like shield
all of the
link.
Spaceships are able to like lock into each other like Lincoln logs.
Yeah. Well, and there's a thing on. So Gamora is supposed to find this like basically battery powering type of device. It's not a battery. There's a better word for it, but I can't think of it. And shut it down to shut down the ship. Mm-hmm. But just as she's about to do it, her and Nebula get into a fucking big fight, beating the shit out of each other. Gamora is beating it. She's going back and forth with Nebula. It doesn't look like she's going to make it, but she manages to like nearly disable the ship before Ronan just decides, let's just crash the ship.
Yeah.
Into Xandar.
Yeah. So she stopped the ship from what it was going to do.
Yeah, from what it was going to do. But then, so there's like a net link of these Nova things trying to basically form a human shield. And then he's like, we'll just crash through it.
Yeah. And then I think Ronan used his power to like really blow shit up with that. Didn't Ronan use his, I don't know. Anywho, the whole thing fucking blows up. That whole net of Nova spaceships shatters.
Yeah, they just fucking go really hard.
And this ship that they're on, they're all on the
Dark Aster.
They're all on the Dark Aster. This thing is just crashing to the ground. They're all in there, and they realize if they crash into the ground, they're all going to die. So Groot surrounds them with his branches and creates a big tree ball.
Is this what happens?
Yes, this is when it happens.
What is going on here? Because I don't remember.
Drax kills Korath. Groot grows branches, kills a bunch of the attackers.
Yeah, he's just like stabbing them with branches.
They fight Ronan. Ronan's too strong for them. Rocket crashes his spaceship into the. Rocket crashes the Milano into
I don't understand.
This bridge to try to destroy Ronan. That doesn't work. So everything's out of control. The ship's crashing
now
to the ground.
Now it's plummeting. Okay.
Now it's crashing to the ground.
We left out a lot of hot action, so I just wanted to summarize.
Anywho.
That's when Groot sacrifices himself. Because the whole ship's going down. They're going to crash. There's no way out. And Groot forms a ball of
a tree ball.
Like around. They're all
branches.
But as he's doing it,
Rocket's
like, no,
you
Groot,
can't do this. You're going to die.
You'll die. And that's when Groot goes, we are Groot.
And that is when I started crying.
Sobbing. Ship crashes. Everyone lives except Groot.
And guess
everyone
what?
In
Ronan,
the gang.
Still alive.
Of course, because he was already a very strong entity.
And
that's
so,
why he can, in theory, possess the Infinity Stone.
So Ronan goes to like raise his hand to destroy Xander and everyone around him. And all of a sudden, Quill gets in front of him. Like, it's step up to the streets and starts doing a dance.
He challenges
him
to a dance-off, which is, like, is actually a funny callback because he tried to explain space war by using Footloose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, was
so
it Footloose?
Funny. Yeah, Footloose, yeah.
As a
Cause she
as
was
a metaphor?
Because like, Gamora was like, we don't dance. He's like, you know, there were people dancing stupid or something like that. He's like, you know, back on Earth, there's people...
A man saved a civilization or
yeah,
something.
He basically
wants
a problem, and then Footloose came in and
he just talks about how like Kevin Bacon's a hero. And he's basically like, Ronan, dance off, me and you. And Ronan's like, what's going on?
Yeah, Ronan is so fucking confused.
He like, it was enough to stop him though, and Peter's basically like, I'm just distracting you. And he does distract him long enough for Drax and Rocket to shoot Ronan's own hammer at him.
Which breaks out the Infinity Stone.
Yeah.
And then Star-Lord grabs it.
Yeah.
And
before
we're like,
Ronan
oh, shit. The same thing that's going to happen to him, that happened to the Collector's Assistant's going to happen to him. I thought he was going to fucking die. But I was like, wait, we can't have Chris Pratt die because I know he comes back later. So how is this going to go?
And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what the fuck happened. So we're back. Star-Lord Peter had just grabbed on to the Infinity Stone.
And
we're all on the edge of our seats.
Because he's human, he can't
he
touch
should
the
be,
Infinity Stone.
He should disappear into a million pieces immediately. And then there's like shaking. You think he's going to blow up. And then Gamora forces her way through the energy next to him and is like, take my hand, which he does. So now it's like electricity.
But it's like the flashback to his mom, because his mom was like, take my hand. And this time he has a flashback to his mom's hand. And this time he's like, oh, I have to take her hand.
Yeah, because I regretted not taking my
mom's hand. Ugh. Bawling.
So it's also like, that's a real thing with like death of someone you love, is that things can send you into like such vivid flashbacks. I don't know if you have that, but like
1,000%.
Just like a sentence can make you like.
Like, I was touching my dad when he died, and I'm telling you, the level of energy that
you can
had,
feel it.
Yeah.
I was holding my dad's hand when he died, and it's like you feel the energy dissipate from their body.
Yeah.
We don't know where it goes. The Church of Malibu, probably.
That's where they're keeping all the energy. I thought that was Scientology.
We don't have solar panels. Our church runs on the energy of dead Malibunians.
Souls.
The souls of Malibu.
The souls of Malibu.
Malibites. So she takes his hand. Then it becomes sort of this like, have you ever been told that if someone's getting electrocuted, you shouldn't touch them?
You shouldn't touch them.
Because you'll observe. Yes, so that's what I think of this as.
Well, it's because you ground. They're grounded already, and then you're grounded yourself, so you're not supposed to touch them.
Yeah, so.
If you were free-floating in the air, you could.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
What if you jump and grab them? No.
If you jump and grab them and knock them over. Like, if you jump.
You have to run and knock them down?
Yeah, you have to not be touching the ground when you do it.
Wow. That's crazy. So. So she grabs a hold of him. She's absorbing it too. Drax then grabs a hold of him. Rocket holds hands with them too. And then the power of the Infinity Stone spreads to all four of them. And they survive.
Yeah.
And then they fucking kill
And then
Ronan.
They kill Ronan.
Immediately. And then Rocket collects one of the sticks from Groot.
By the way, when Peter put the orb back into a shell, it was just like a generic shell. It wasn't like
the originally
original
with
orb.
Yeah.
It was only like this beautiful, intricate orb.
Yeah, but even then it was like you couldn't tell that the stone was inside. It just looked like a very pretty Christmas bauble or whatever. But Rocket takes one of the sticks that came from Groot's splinters and he's going to like plant it in a little thing to, you know, in theory, regrow like how you cut plants. But Yondu shows up right at that moment and demands the stone.
Because that was the deal. He's like, don't double cross me. That's the deal.
And Star-Lord's like, no problem. Here you go. Don't open that. It's, you know what it's capable of. It's dangerous. And Yondu take off.
And he's going away. That's when we find out.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm glad I didn't take him back to his dad like we were supposed to do all those years ago.
Which is funny that like nobody else hears that. It's just that, like, villain side commentary.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, hard to tell with Yondu. Like, is he a villain? Is he a good guy? Is he just a drunk?
Could be all of those things. Gamora's like, Star-Lord, why the fuck did you give it to him? He's like, yeah, I switched him out. He's like, I had more than one thing. I gave him the orb. There's nothing in the one that I gave him. I have the orb.
And they return to Nova, give them the orb that still has the Infinity Stone in it. Mm-hmm. And that is where they, like, run some tests. Mm-hmm. On Mr. Star-Lord. He learns that he's half human.
And half something else.
Something ancient and unknown.
And that's his non-human genes were the reason he could hold the stone and not die.
Yeah, they're like, oh, if you had been human, there wouldn't have been this, like, let's grab each other. You would have died instantly.
Now,
so
this is the part I feel like that just crushed me. Is when he finally opens the present that his mom sent him.
It took him that long.
Also,
shout out to one of our patrons in the chat reminding us of when they actually said the line, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch.
Oh, yeah, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch. I love that so much.
Like when it's like, oh, we're saying, or it's like, that's not just implied. You're the actual great. Yeah, no, he finally opens the present his mom gave him. And that's where he gets the awesome.
Awesome mixtape number two. Yeah, because the other one had been destroyed.
Which, what's funny is that, like, they get on their ship, and, like, I guess it's not that weird, but his ship had a cassette player?
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess...
I'm sure he would install that in there, yeah.
I guess if he can steal stuff and man a ship, he can figure out how to make a cassette player.
Yeah.
It's not, like, new age technology, but... You know what? This is a side note. We didn't talk about it, but on board his ship when it first gets to it, mm-hmm. there's all these little nuggets from like the 80s, like troll dolls and just little. But like, what's weird is that I think that he's just been collecting those when he finds them around. Because
I'm sure they've been dwelling on Earth and bringing shit up from there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't think he's been
back to
Earth.
But
like other people.
Yeah, so it gets passed around.
Other people in that fucking universe.
What do they get? They're Terrans?
Terra.
What are they called?
He's a Terra.
Terra, which is Earth. Italian for Earth.
Terra.
Yeah. So Yondu is back on his ship celebrating because he's got the Infinity Stone.
And he pops it open.
And that's where the troll doll is.
And there's a little troll doll inside.
And he just smiles. Yeah. He's like, touche, basically. And then, oh, I mean, what else? That's pretty much.
Oh, then there's the pre-credit scenes where we see Groot dancing to the Jackson 5.
Oh, that's true. Because right before it goes to credit, like it's Rocket, Drax. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy basically heading out on the ship. Mm-hmm. But Rocket's holding a little pot with a stick in it. And it's got like a teeny tiny face on it, if you notice. And in the pre-credit scene, little baby Groot's dancing to Jackson 5. But Drax is sharpening a knife mm-hmm. in the background. And every time he looks up, Groot stops. So he's like pretending he's not alive yet, which was really cute.
Oh, I love Groot.
And then there's an after credit scene where
we basically meet Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Cosmo the space dog
comes over.
Taylor Tiven.
I don't even know how to say that name.
Anyways, and then
the collector is sitting in a pile of shit where his fucking collector museum got all fucked up by the girl grabbing the stone. And that's where Cosmo, the Soviet space dog, do you remember learning about Cosmo?
No, not at all.
That's so funny because I was like, oh, this is like its own relic. Cosmo is a dog they actually sent out into space.
I mean, I remember the name Cosmo, but I didn't know he was called the Soviet space dog.
I think he was just Cosmo, the space dog, but he's Soviet, so.
No, he's a Ruski.
And Howard the Duck.
I loved seeing Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck was a very popular movie in my house.
You've seen Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
How did you not mention? You know that's Marvel. I mean, obviously you know that.
I didn't know that was Marvel.
That was like one of the very first Marvel franchise movies that was made.
Should we palate cleanse with Howard the Duck?
We could. I'm being corrected in our chat, by the way, with our patrons, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Laika was the name of the dog that went to space. Cosmo, now that I remember, name of the dog in Full House. So,
hilarious.
There was a dog named Cosmo.
So
somewhere.
Funny.
Anyway.
Like, I don't remember Cosmo being a space dog. Okay, let's final feelings about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I love it. Guardians of the Galaxy is great. I mean, Groot, little Groot, Rocket is my spirit animal.
Guys, do you think Jess and I should go as full-grown Groot and baby Groot for Halloween?
Let us know. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds to talk to us directly in our chat and answer questions like these, or you can tweet at us at @twofilthynerds.
Or go to our Facebook group, Fellowship of fucking Nerdolas.
The Filthy Nerds, Fellowship of the Filthy Nerds. Nicole doesn't even know the name of Facebook. I'm holding on by a thread.
Fellowship of the Filthy Nerdolas.
Nerdola! I'm just kidding. Listen, we love you guys. If you have not already, leave us a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And
by the way, in the review, if you are writing a new review, let us know which nerd universe you've liked the most so far. Because I'm curious to hear. Are you still like holding on to Harry Potter days? Indiana Jones days? Like, what are the things you're still is it Marvel? Is Marvel your best? Is Marvel
What have you loved so far? What do you want to see in the future? What do you hate? What do you wish we did more of? Maybe don't say what you hate. Tell us that personally by joining our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds.
But
be in our live chat and tell us what you hate directly to our faces.
If you're gonna give us negative criticism, please do it to our faces.
Yeah, don't be a coward.
Yeah. We don't wanna have to wonder what you meant.
Yeah, we want clear criticism, and we get it, and we take it. And then we ignore and do what we want. Anyway, we love you guys. We will see you next week.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.